It's a hobo-sode, the secret prank call show.
You only get to hear this cause you're a crazy hobo.
Take a load off and have a drink. You'll probably love these pranks, I think.
1, 2, 3.
It's a hobo-sode, the secret prank call show.
Now your stupid host Brad will take it from here.
Hey everybody, this is hobo-sode number 369. And today's Friday, and this one's sponsored by Effin Reality. I'm gonna make some phone calls.
Hello?
Hi, Ralph?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave over at the Planet Fitness.
Okay.
You were in here a little bit ago, and you left an Upper Decker in our bathroom. You're not supposed to do that.
I left a what?
An Upper Decker. You know, you pooped in the toilet tank instead of the toilet bowl.
Is this a joke? It's got to be a joke.
No, it's not a joke. And you better not do that again, because, you know, we're not going to kick you out this time, but next time we might have to.
Okay, here's the thing. I haven't been to Planet Fitness in 2 weeks.
I know that. But we reviewed the security camera footage finally, and we know it was you. So just please cut that out.
Okay, I don't even use the restroom there. So
oh,
I
yes,
know this
you
is
did.
Some kind of joke.
Yes, you did. We have you on the security camera.
Okay, good for your camera, bro.
Ralph, you don't need to deny it. You're not in any trouble, really. Just please don't do it again. That is not funny.
Okay, cute. Go joke with somebody else, bro. Gotta go.
I'm not joking with anybody. Damn it, Ralph. So I got this list from Luxapol, you know, the famous prank caller from the Dragonmere show, and it's a sign-in list at a Planet Fitness, which I don't really understand, because don't they sign in on the computer? Why is there a handwritten list that everybody's signing as they come in? I don't get it. Maybe their computer was down that day? I don't know, but there's 8 signatures here, along with 8 phone numbers. That has to be it, right? Their computer was down. Why else would they be doing this? But Luxapol, he took a picture of the list, and it's been so long since I've called a gym, I don't even remember what to do, but I'm going to try everybody on this list and see what happens, I guess.
Hello?
Hi, Kelly?
Yes?
It's Mark from the Planet Fitness.
You're
in here a little bit ago. The manager wanted me to call and just ask you to stop making those noises while you work out.
Sorry, I haven't been at Planet Fitness in like a month.
Oh, well, yeah, it's been, you were here, looks like on the 2nd of this month.
Nope.
Yes,
you
were.
You got the wrong person,
honey. Oh, no, I'm not. No, I don't.
I'm not, I don't even have a Planet Fitness thing. My boyfriend
okay,
does.
Listen, Kelly, when you come in here, you can't be making those noises. You're bothering other people. Julie, she was working here that day. She was tempted to set off the lunk alarm. You know?
Sorry, you had the wrong person.
I do. Kelly, right?
You have the wrong person, hon.
Oh, well, it's weird you didn't say, no, that's not my name, because that's your name. You're Kelly. You were here earlier this month, and you need to stop making those noises while you're working out. Otherwise, we'll set off the lunk alarm and embarrass you in front of the rest of the customers. You don't want that, do you?
Who the hell is this?
This is Mark from the Planet Fitness. I already told you that.
Which Planet Fitness? Because I have not been to Planet Fitness in over a month.
Yeah, you were at the one on Boulevard. That's ours.
No.
Yes, you were. Don't lie. Like we know you were here. We have security cameras. We have your name on the list here.
Oh, yeah? What was I wearing? Because I haven't been there.
Oh, yes, you were.
Okay, I'm going to contact my boyfriend right now, and he knows for sure that I haven't been there.
Are you just embarrassed by the noises you're making? Because they're very uncomfortable noises, and they're making everybody around you uncomfortable. So just, you know, keep your mouth shut while you're working out. That's all. Oh, she's going to call her boyfriend on me. This is really not going well today. But at least both people I've called have picked up. That's a good thing.
Please leave your message.
Oh,
for-
no. I got my first no answer. I called him 3 times. So number 3 didn't pick up. I guess this is the list of people, you know, like you could have a guest with you at Planet Fitness. And maybe these people have to sign in on a clipboard so that they can put your phone number into their marketing machine and start begging you to sign up but then it asks if it's your home club location, and most of the people said yes, as if they are regulars. But maybe they are. I mean, you can have a guest as much as you want. I don't know. Let's call the next one. Her name is Fatima, which, haha, her name has the word fat in it.
Hello.
Hi, is this Fatima?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Mark from the Planet Fitness.
Yes.
And you were in here maybe like almost a month ago.
Okay.
And you left an upper decker in the bathroom, and you're not really supposed to be doing that.
Wait, I did so what?
You left an upper decker in the bathroom?
A what?
An upper decker. You know, you pooped into the tank on the back of the toilet. And hey, Fatty Ma hung up on me.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Come on, you're not in any trouble. I was just going to ask you not to do it again. Man, this list is going terrible for me. I'm sorry, Luxapol.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
Now it's just going straight to voicemail. I think she blocked me. So, number 5 on the list. Let's ruin another one.
Hello?
Hi, Matthew?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy from the Planet Fitness. You were here a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And you're not supposed to be going in the basement, sir. Like, if you come back here, can you please just stay out of the basement? I know it's not locked, but you're not supposed to be going down there.
I've never been to the basement.
Oh, yes, you have. No, we have security cameras down there, too. And the one up here saw you go into the door and downstairs. I don't know what you're doing down there, but please just don't go in our basement. That's not allowed.
Guys don't have a basement. Which location are you at?
What do you mean we don't have a basement? We have a basement here.
Which location are you at?
We're on Boulevard.
Yeah, I've never gone into the basement. I didn't even know you guys had a basement.
Well, last time you were here, you went into the basement. I mean, you had to know that was a basement. You walked in the door and you walked down the stairs.
There are no stairs.
Yes, there was behind the door that you went into that said employees only. So, like, you're not in any trouble. You're still welcome to visit here. Just please stay out of the basement. That's for...
You had the wrong person.
That's for our own personal storage, Matthew.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't know if this is a prank call or something, but I've never gone into any basement.
Well, you definitely went in our basement, so you better cut that out.
No, I didn't.
It would be a real shame if we accidentally locked that door and you couldn't get out of the basement, right?
Do I know you? This sounds like a prank call, because I know I've never gone in your guys' basement.
Oh, yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
And I don't know why you're denying it. It's a little weird that you're denying it. You've been caught. The security camera doesn't lie. Please stay out of the basement.
I have never gone in your guys' basement. Okay. I don't even know if you guys have a basement.
We definitely have a basement. That's where that's our storage area.
What's your name?
This is Roy.
What's last name?
Gerbel.
Could you spell that for me?
THAT.
Okay.
So just stay out of the basement, okay?
I was never in your guys' basement.
Yes, you were. You just keep saying that over and over, but that doesn't change the fact that you were.
Well, I would love for you to show me this footage of me going to a place I've never even known you guys had, so.
Well, the footage is also in an employees-only area, so you just stay the fuck out, okay?
Oh, wow. Not a profane language. Is that how you talk to your customers?
Well, you're going to lie to me, so why can't I fucking curse at you?
Wow.
Just stay out of the basement. The end. Thank you, Matthew. Oh, it really was the end. He hung up on me, and everybody knows it's a prank. All right, 3 numbers left. Possibly 2, because this one... number doesn't have a full area code on it, although I think I know what they're saying. They just abbreviated their area code, which is pretty weird. Who does that?
Your call has been forwarded to an
auto. All right, number 6 is not picking up. Let's try number 7 and see if I've correctly deciphered this weird area code of theirs. That's just a single digit.
Please leave your message for 3.
Well, I guess I'll never know if that was the right phone number because they're not picking up. And number 8 is the last one on the list. Her name is Jada. You know what sucks? I can't even tell these people I charged a Frank Patterson book to their account because I'm pretty sure they're guests. That's what I want to do. I want to do some more Frank Patterson calls. But no, Luxapol has to go and send a list of guests.
Please leave your message.
And darn it, Jade is not answering either. I only got 4 answers and they all kind of sucked. I don't even feel like I should put these in the hobo-sode, because what's the point, really? Nobody cared. So I blame Luxapol for sending those in. Way to go, Luxapol. Send me a bunch of numbers of people that don't care. I mean, I guess if they were visitors, that's understandable. So I guess I don't completely hate you for sending these in. I guess I could at least call back the Planet Fitness that I was supposed to be calling from. Maybe do a final boss call.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. How can I help you?
Hey there. It's Steve Dave from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
And okay.
Were you having computer issues there? We're not getting any of the readings from the Lunk Alarm.
I don't think so. All of our computers are on and working.
Oh, well, is the Lunk Alarm working?
Do you want me to turn it on and see?
Oh, could you?
Yeah, what office is this with again?
I'm with the corporate office with Planet Fitness. Like, usually we have the Lunk Alarm system link coming through, but it hasn't sent anything in since yesterday morning.
Have you guys hit the Lunk Alarm at all? Since last morning?
Yesterday morning.
Yeah, when did you hit it? In the morning?
Afternoon.
Alright, I'm going to hit it, and then we're going to see what happens.
Okay.
It works.
Oh, do you have to leave it on for 60 seconds for the data link to establish?
Because
it only works at 56K.
Yeah, we have people in here, and I really can't leave it on for that long.
Oh, no, it's okay. Like, I'm with the corporate office. I'm giving you permission.
I can't necessarily do that.
Why not?
What is your name again?
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Planet Fitness. Can you try it for 10 seconds?
Give me just a second. Let me make sure this is actually okay with my manager. Only because I don't want to get in trouble with my manager.
Okay.
So give me 1 second.
Okay. Crap. She's on to me.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So our manager said if we have it on and it's working, I should be fine.
So she doesn't know what she's talking about. It's the data link. It has to be established. It only works at 56K.
56K?
Yes. The Lunk Alarm, it's not new technology, you know?
All right. I'm going to have my manager call you back in just a second.
Okay. But ma'am. Ma'am. Hey, let me try right back.
Planet Fitness, how may I help you?
Hey there, this is Roy. I was in there recently as a guest.
Okay, how you doing?
And pretty good. I called earlier and said I was with the corporate office. I was just joking about that. I was angry because you guys called me and said that I left a mess in the bathroom, and I didn't do that.
You sure you have the right Planet Fitness?
Oh yeah, the one on Boulevard. I signed in as a guest with my friend, and someone from your store called me and said that I, you know, made a mess in the bathroom, and they said I went in the basement and I wasn't supposed to be there. I didn't even know there was a basement there.
Right.
So
I have no right. I can't say anything about that. That could have been my manager.
I thought you were the manager.
No, sir.
Well, she said she's talking to the manager.
We are busy right now, so.
What's that?
We are currently busy right now.
What's that have to do with anything?
That he is busy right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't ask to talk to the manager. But anyway, yeah, like, how come you guys are calling me and saying I was leaving an upper decker in the bathroom? That's not cool. I was just in there trying out your gym, that's all.
Sorry about that call earlier.
Well, why'd you do that?
Because we have no recollection about that. Nobody made a phone call to you.
Oh, you just said you were sorry about the phone call from earlier. So a minute ago, you just admitted that it happened. Now you're saying you didn't do it? Like, I shouldn't have to get harassing phone calls just because I sign in as a visitor there.
I really hope you have a great day.
Was it you?
I'm sorry for everything.
Was it you or somebody else?
Sir, there was nobody that called you earlier.
Oh, yes, there was. You even admitted to it a minute ago.
That is very much not true.
I don't appreciate
it. Have a great day.
I shouldn't get harassing calls just because I gave you my phone number. Well, even my final boss call went terrible with that Planet Fitness. But thank you, Luxapol, for sending it in. Sorry I took forever to get to it. You sent me this way back on September 6th, so maybe that would have helped if I had called right after they went to the gym. So now what do I do? By the way, I made those calls on Friday. It's now Sunday. I didn't try to do a show yesterday and Saturday, so this hobosode's taken a really long time to put together. And as far as I can remember from Friday, it sucks.
Hi, Roy. My name is Carrie. I got your number from a Craigslist ad for an estate sale that I cannot find on the map. I tried calling Beverly, who also has her number on this, and she just began cursing at me. And using pretty foul language. I don't understand.
Beverly, why?
I'd like to find a way to get to this estate sale.
Why would you do that?
I'm giving up hope. My number is 346. The address listed doesn't seem to exist. Thank you.
Okay, let's call this person and say what? I don't know what to say. This is from the prank line. I seem to get these every weekend lately. This one came in yesterday.
Hello?
Hey, Carrie?
Yeah?
Hey, did you drive around today looking for that estate sale?
Sorry, what's that?
Did you drive around today looking for the estate sale, too? Or just yesterday?
No, yesterday. Yeah, is this Roy or Ray?
Yeah, it's Roy.
Roy, hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I've done this twice, actually, about two months ago.
Oh.
I realized I was looking for that same address and it didn't exist. And then I went yesterday and spent 20 minutes driving around Bel Air. And then I called Beverly, and Beverly started cursing at me like a sailor.
Yeah, that's Beverly for you.
Well, does she know that you put her number up there? Because she just started saying F you and F this. And
yeah, that's just how she is. She day drinks a lot.
Yeah, no, I could smell the liquor through the phone, but I just let her know. Let her know you put her name out there. You know what I mean?
Nah, that's it's funnier if she doesn't know.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. If your family, you know how to do it.
Yeah,
anyway,
I have this friend in Bel Air that lives on, you know, right around that area you were circling around.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just don't like him, so I like to make poor people cars drive around his neighborhood.
Well, just be aware that it really wastes my time.
I know,
you kind of ruin an afternoon of mine.
I'm a sociopath, so it's
well,
actually
well, good
a,
for you.
A plus
I
for
go.
Me.
Bye.
Why do you have to go? All right, I don't think we're gonna fool that guy again in the future. Person that keeps posting this address in Bel Air for some reason. I hope he really drove a poor people car because that'll make it extra funny. And why are you putting fake addresses up? Is that so you don't bother a real person? Because it'd be funny if you did, I think anyway, because I'm a sociopath.
Hey there, I'm calling in reference to your ad up about the garage sale. I saw the address was 10965 Bellagio Road, but I didn't see much going on over there. I was just wondering if you're still operating right now. Thanks.
10965 Bellagio Road. Let's see what that is. How the fuck do you spell Bellagio? And how do you spell Bel Air? I'm just guessing at all of this. Oh, it shows a pin mark. As if it's a real address, but then on Google Maps, you can see that there's nothing there.
Hello?
Hey! It's Roy. You called yesterday about my garage sale on Bellagio Road.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know how there was just a bunch of trees around there and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were in the trees. You had to come into the trees. We had the garage sale back there. We're homeless.
Oh, okay.
And basically, it's a bunch of stuff that we steal out of cars and people's yards and stuff. Because nobody in Bel Air locks up their yards. It's the darndest thing. But we're here today.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What's that?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. No. Nope.
You go steal this shit and then you sell it in the trees over there?
Yeah, just in the trees, because that's where we live. Like, we have tents and stuff back here. We had a sign, but someone keeps taking it down. I'm so sorry about that. We're here today until 5. But, you know, we got some good stuff. We got some, you know, like, car stereos and, you know, backyard equipment, generators, tool.
Stolen stuff.
Yeah, stolen stuff. Good prices. And we got the sign up today.
Oh. Okay.
So you'll see it, hopefully. I mean, we'll try to keep an eye on it today. Somebody took our sign down. They're probably, you know, somebody we stole from. They're being assholes about it. And it's like, you know, lock up your stuff then, idiot.
Okay, well, sounds good.
All right, you going to come by?
Yeah, likely.
Okay. You looking for anything in particular?
Because
if we don't have...
Actually, you know what? I don't buy stolen stuff, so, man, I'm not going to probably come by.
Oh, well, you just said a minute ago you were going to come by.
Yeah, but you know, the human brain changes its mind often. Yeah. Otherwise, there would be no need for the dimension of time.
Yeah, if you're an asshole, change your mind. Like, you don't just tell someone you're going to come over, and then all of a sudden be like, oh, change my mind because of the dimension of time. I'm so smart, listen to me.
Wow, that went from 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah, did you try calling Beverly?
No, who's that jackass?
Well, it's a female. Jackass is usually a term for males.
But, not necessarily.
There's a phone number on the ad for Beverly. She can explain things better.
I wouldn't give a fuck to call her.
Okay.
Or him, because you know the world we live in.
What do you mean the world we live in?
Oh, what do you mean the world we live in? Who the fuck are you, bro?
I don't know. It sounds like you're trying to be really deep today, but you keep failing. Like, I changed my mind because of the dimensions of time.
I'm trying to be really deep today, but then I'm sailing. You're a fucking dumbass, bro.
Hey, at least I make more money than you do, motherfucker. I make more money than you do selling stolen generators and tools and stuff.
I bet you fucking do.
Oh, I do.
But you know what?
You're just jealous.
I don't give a fuck.
And I don't pretend to be all philosophical like you do.
You're a fucking weird motherfucker for all the energy you put behind this stupid-ass shit. This better be a prank that's going to, like, end up getting some kind of views or something at least, because you're just fucking
wasting do pranks.
Your time like a stupid-ass motherfucker.
I don't do pranks. I'm a
if
man.
If I could ever fucking... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you could ever fucking find me, I'll tell you where to find me on Bellagio Road, motherfucker. Follow the signs. Into the woods. Come on over.
Okay, Barefoot. Have a nice day.
Bring your philosophy books, you son of a bitch. Tell that kid in the background to shut the fuck up, too. Don't bring him with you. Kids are annoying. Tell him to shut the fuck up. You're not. I noticed you're not doing it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not.
You need to learn how to parent. You're a bad parent.
Oh, man, that sucks. I'm sorry.
It sucks that you're a bad parent. It's okay. I forgive you.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Come to the trees, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to sell you this generator for a discount price.
I could definitely use it.
Okay. Love you.
Bye.
I love you. Please say it back or it's weird. That guy was smoking weed or something, ignoring his kid, trying to talk all smart-like. So, I guess, I don't know, let's see what else is here.
Hello, my name is Tony. I was calling you guys to the yard sale you guys are having. Just trying to see if I can come through. I'm a little bit out because it is cloudy, so. Alright, I'll be there in a little bit. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling to let me know you're going to be at my yard sale on the shittiest cell phone ever.
Hello?
Hey, Tony. This is Steve Dave from Verizon Wireless. I was calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number.
Okay.
We're going to be changing that today. That's 1965. So I have your new number here if you'd like to write that down.
Oh, pardon me. So this is Verizon Wireless. You're saying what right now with the phone number?
Oh, I'm going to be changing your phone number permanently. Like this old number, this 1965, that's going to be a disconnected message.
No, that's not going to happen.
Oh, yes, it is. No, it's reserved. We've got it already set up in the computer. And
So listen. You're Verizon.
Correct.
Okay, so get this. Yeah, one second.
Sir, you're being very rude. I just am calling to give you your new phone number. And this 196.
Let me understand what's going on. The 1965 is from another company.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to change that number.
sir, can you listen to me?
Sure.
So that 1965 is from T-Mobile.
Correct.
That phone number is my business number.
Yeah, we ported it over to Verizon Wireless because it originally belonged to Verizon Wireless.
I did not ask for something like that to happen.
Oh, I know.
When I went to Verizon and asked for a new service with them, they gave me a new number. That is all that was needed. The phone number, the 1965, I've had for years, and that is my business phone number. I cannot get that changed.
Yeah, it's expired. Like, we're going to take it back now, and we're going to give you a brand new phone number.
So then let me call T-Mobile and talk to them, because that's who I got the number from.
Well, it won't be up to them. Well, like, we're taking the number from T-Mobile.
That's fine, but let me
talk to them first. We're just going to change it, and your number is going to be a disconnected message, and there's no way T-Mobile can get it back.
Okay, well, let me talk to them first, and I'll call you right back.
Well, hey, there's one problem.
What is it?
I'm not really with Verizon Wireless. You called me yesterday about the garage sale. You said you were on your way, and then you never showed up. So I was just getting you back for, promising you're going to come to my yard sale, and then you didn't even show up.
Hold on.
What?
So yesterday, what yard sale?
The one on Bellagio.
Bellagio.
Yeah, you're like, you called me up and you said, I'll be right over. And then you didn't even show up, you son of a bitch.
Yesterday? Man, who the fuck is this? Because yesterday I didn't have no fucking yard sales. I didn't go yarding yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that was September 18th. Yeah, you're the one from September 18th, you son of a bitch. You called and said you're going to be at my yard sale, and then you didn't even show up.
Oh, what was the fucking...
That was definitely you. So I was just getting you back for, promising to come over and then not showing up.
All right, one second. So what was the address? I can kind of figure out where...
That was on Bellagio in Bel Air.
Bellagio.
Yeah.
Was it a voice message that I sent?
Yeah. You want to hear it? Here it is. It sounds really shitty, like as if it's a Verizon Wireless voicemail.
Hello, Tony.
Sound like shit.
The yard sale you guys are having.
Yard sale you guys are having.
I'm a little bit out. All right, I'll be there in a little bit.
See, you said I'll be there in a little bit, and then you didn't show up. You son of a bitch. So you know what? I pretended to change your number and got you all riled up there for a minute. So take that.
So what is it that you were selling?
Oh, I just had a yard sale, and you said you were going to be at my yard sale back on the 18th.
Did you have video games posted on the post or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had video games. We had lots of stuff.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, you missed out not coming to my yard sale. There was such good deals. It's pretty much all gone now.
So what is the point of the conversation?
Oh, I just wanted to trick you a good one and say I was going to change your number, even though I don't even work for the phone company.
Okay.
I didn't even have your carrier right. I said Verizon, and you're with T-Mobile.
No, you know, that was lucky of yours, because I got Verizon literally 2 days ago.
Oh, nice.
I got a second phone through Verizon 2 days ago, so that worked out in your favor.
Oh, yay.
Anything else?
No, I was just angry that you didn't show up to my yard sale when you said you were going to. You shouldn't get people's hopes up like that.
Well, you said you had plenty and I missed out, so I'm guessing you sold, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we did really well. Everything we had left over, I just kind of gave to Goodwill. What?
Yeah, as the yard sales go.
Yeah.
So anything that I missed out on, I'm sure somebody else was able to take advantage of, and you got money in your pockets, and you're sour about me not going to it.
Because you're the only yard sale in one particular day. Well, you know, you shouldn't promise to be somewhere and then not show up. That's rude. I was teaching you a lesson.
Trying to figure out, and all honesty, I wish I could remember what address this was, because it was, I've been going to yard sales lately, and I just take a screenshot of a bunch of them that I'm interested in, and I go through the screenshots and go to address like that.
And then you call them up, and you say, I'm going to be there for sure. Then you don't even show up, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. If that happened, is because I got entertained at another one, possibly where it behooved me to be at instead.
Well, you should have called back and say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Well, people don't usually expect to.
Yeah, well, people don't usually call and announce that they're coming to a yard sale.
Did you put stuff aside for me or something?
No, no, nothing like that. No, everything's fine. All's well that ends well. That's what I always say.
Well, how well did it go if you have to bother somebody for something that bugged you, what is it, almost a month and a half, about a month ago? Or about 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. You promised to come over, and you didn't show up.
And you live in Bel Air?
Yeah, Bel Air on Bellagio.
You must be making decent money to live in Bel Air, so...
Oh, no, I live in the woods.
I don't know what that means, but...
In the woods, you know, in the trees. I'm a tree person.
Okay. But thank you for your time, I guess, you know?
Oh, you're welcome. Did you go to any good yard sales this weekend?
No, I got other more important things to do and other things I got to take care of first.
I see. Well, maybe next weekend.
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
What's the address?
You what, huh?
What was the address there?
10965 Bellagio Road.
10965 Bellagio.
Yeah. But don't come over now because, you know, we've sold everything.
No. I just want to get a picture of the house because I'll remember how. Bellasio, Bellasio. Well,
you didn't come over. Like, you were never here.
No, but I always search the address to see the approximate distance from other yard sales and stuff or for me. So I can try to get a route going.
Were you really sad there for a minute because your number was going to change?
Oh, you know what this is? I did go over there. This is the one that there's a security at the bottom of the road, right?
No. You were supposed to go into the woods. There was a sign pointing toward the woods. I live in the woods. And, you know, we're homeless. We're a homeless encampment community. And we just have, you know, stuff that we took out of people's cars and people's yards and their sheds and their garages. We're just, you know, we're selling stolen stuff.
That works. But...
That's cool you remember, though.
And 965.
Yeah.
Google Maps sends you through this one street, and there's no house on that address when it's supposedly you're there. But then the Bellagio Road is up the road and around the corner, I believe, too. But yeah. I couldn't find that address.
Oh, yeah. No, we're just in the trees. We're in the trees, like kind of on the east side. We have a home.
You're fucking hiding because I went over there and I looked and then I drove around a couple of times to see if I can find the address and I couldn't. And there was no yard.
Listen here, buddy. We had a sign up, so you should have saw the sign.
On what entrance?
No, it's not an entrance. It's just you go into the woods. You just park your car on the side of the road and you go into the woods.
How early? Because I was there whatever time the post was up. Those are like 10 minutes before that, and sir, there was no sign.
Sir, can you just thank me for not changing your phone number?
Ten nine six five.
That was an evil laugh. Why'd you do that?
Because it was a funny joke.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, anyway, I can let you go. I got to get back to my homeless encampment and cleaning up stolen merchandise to sell next weekend.
All right, take care. Next time, get a different address so it'd be easier to find.
Well, you know, just read the signs on the road, you know? Open up your damn eyes.
Remember, there's no damn signs. I have big ass eyes.
Just
now.
Remember the song. I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes.
Was there a sister on the side of the road that was looking for work? Nah, that wasn't her.
Who knows?
Take care, man.
You say my sister?
Take care.
I don't have a homeless sister. It's probably just someone from the community here.
I guess it was.
There's like a dozen of us here in the woods.
All right, later.
All right, bye. I think the lyric is actually the sign opened up my mind, but you know, who's going to remember that? I can misquote a song from 30 years ago. So that's it, I guess. There's no other messages in here, I don't think. Yeah, these are all garbage messages. Messages from listeners thinking this is the voicemail line. Those fucking idiots. So I'm going to delete all this. The prank line is completely empty now. And I think I'm just going to be done with this hobo-sode. I'm sorry if you didn't think it was funny. I'm not sure that it was funny. I don't think it was. I know none of that Planet Fitness stuff was funny, but I can't win them all, I guess. I'll try to do a second one this week, like I did last week. You know, this one was supposed to be on Friday, then I ran out of time. And if you didn't like today's hobo-sode, you can thank Effin' Reality for that. He's the sponsor of this one. Gosh darn it all to heck, Effin' Reality. Get your shit together. Hey, you know what? I should call back these numbers from Luxapol's Planet Fitness list that didn't pick up on Friday. Because now it's Sunday. Maybe they'll pick up. I was just doing my editing on the Planet Fitness part when I realized I never tried back these other people. I think there's three numbers I haven't tried. So let's do it. They'll probably be as crappy as the other calls, but at least I can try.
Hello?
Hi, I was calling for Aaron.
There's no Aaron here.
Listen here, buddy. Aaron put your phone number down here at Planet Fitness because he checked in as a guest a month ago. So you better get Aaron.
Don't call this number no more, man.
Why not? Why you?
Because I don't know who the fuck you are, and I don't give a fuck who you are. Don't call this number no more.
Why are you covering for Aaron, motherfucker? Okay, in all fairness, his voicemail did have another person's name on it, so maybe that wasn't Aaron's number. It's very clear on this list here, though. He didn't have sloppy handwriting. That's the number he put down. Jada, hello?
Hi.
Oh, you just picked up and didn't say anything. Hi. It's Luxapol.
Hi.
It's Luxapol from the Planet Fitness.
Oh.
Yeah, he signed in as a guest about a month ago. Maybe not quite a month. But yeah, you signed in here.
I do not recall.
Oh, yeah. No, you were a guest of somebody. I'm not sure who, actually. You're just on the... You wrote in on our clipboard.
Oh, I am. I know. I'm a guest for my mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say you have really cute handwriting. I like your cursive. And then the way you print numbers is super cute, and you do those little lines through the 7.
Yeah.
Very, very cute. Thank you.
Yep.
Are you single?
No.
Shit. Motherfucking shit. Do you pronounce your name Jada or Jada? Man, you guys, Luxapol's a pervert. Trying to ask girls out just because of their handwriting? That's weird. Okay, for real this time. Bye, everybody. Thanks, Effin' Reality, for being the sponsor. The other guy with the mysterious area code didn't pick up again, so I'm throwing away this list. I think she pronounced her name Jada. Jada.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Shay speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Shay. This is Mike from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
Hi.
Hi. Were you having problems with your Lunk Alarm there?
Paige, are we having problems with our Lunk Alarm? Are we having problems with our Lunk Alarm? No, we're not having any problems with
it. Oh, okay. Well, is there problems with the computer then? Like, we haven't received any of the information from the computer today? And it comes through the Lunk Alarm, through the Lunk Alarm link.
Paige said she's gonna call Chef because she didn't know either. We kind of both just came in that too.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in the IT department here in the corporate office. Can we just do a Lunk Alarm test? We just have to turn it on for 60 seconds.
Okay.
Just let it run for 60 seconds.
You told me to let it run.
Oh, man, that was not 60 seconds. That was Looks like 14 seconds. 14 and a half seconds. The link didn't establish the 56K. Can we try one more time with 60 seconds?
Could you transfer her? Do you know how to do that?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, this is Paige speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Paige. Yeah, we're trying to do a 60-second link with the Lunk Alarm so we can get the computers all synchronized here from the corporate office. I'm in the IT department. My name's Mike.
Okay,
so we just need to turn on that Lunk Alarm for 60 seconds, and then it should reestablish itself.
Okay.
Oh, that was, darn, that was, oh, so close. That was 58 seconds.
I was timing it. It was a minute and 4 seconds.
Okay, fine. Listen here, ma'am. I'm not really with the corporate office. I'm just a weird prank caller guy. You shouldn't be turning on the Lunk Alarm like that.
But you know, the human brain changes its mind often. Otherwise, there would be no need for the dimension of time.